Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, Ray Fittipaldo reporting that George Pickens has been late for work on multiple occasions. Have you heard things similar to that?
So I can confirm one. And, you know, one time there have been, I think most people have been to work late at least once in their life. So one time is a one time. But I had not heard multiple times, but obviously I trust what Ray is reporting.
Jeff, do you get the sense at all when you're in that locker room, when you're around Pickens and his teammates, that there's any tension or frustration from the teammates about Pickens?
Well, there was on the sidelines Sunday. Twice he came off the field, and he went to sit on the bench. And each time when he went to sit on the bench, the person sitting on the bench immediately got up and went somewhere else.
Who was that person?
I don't want to name the person, but let's just say it's an important person to what's going on offensively.
Was it Justin Fields?
Let's just say it's an person that's very important to what they're doing offensively.
Was it Van Jefferson?
Well, given the way their offense functions, it could be Corliss Waitman.
But, you know, you don't see it. I mean, when he's in drills, he goes through drills. I mean, when we're in the locker room, he's not. So it's hard for us to really get a gauge of how he interacts with his teammates. And even in those times, it's only a small sample size. So, I mean, Freiermuth said today, you know, he knows he's frustrated. He knows he's got to be better and that he was in a good mood today. But he wasn't making any excuses for him, just that they're aware of his frustration. And I look at it this way, guys. Listen, everybody's competitive because – you know, Cam Hayward didn't toss his helmet, you know, across a bench. Does that mean he doesn't care? Like, this excuse about some of his actions as being ultra-competitive, well, everyone in there is ultra-competitive.
Well, wait a minute. When you say the excuses, are you saying that, like, Steelers players and people are making those excuses?
No, I'm saying what people are saying of George.
Yeah, just fans you're talking about.
Yeah, or people you see on Twitter, or
people
that kind of go through Schefter, i.e. his agent, and that, you know, how he's ultra competitive.
Gotcha. One follow up on the guy that moved off the bench. I'm interested in this now. So you're uncomfortable telling us who. Is this because you think it breaks some kind of policy, like at practice?
Yeah.
Even though 70,000 people there potentially could have seen the same thing because it's an open event, it's not a closed practice or anything like that, Jeff.
It is. I know it is.
Okay.
But I bring that up for the point of if he comes and sits down and then a player gets up and leaves, and this was in the story that we did after the game on Sunday at 93.7thefan.com. I mean, that tells you where guys just, they don't want to hear it. You know, whatever he might be saying or whatever vibe he might have. I mean, I'll say after Connor Hayward's touchdown, he came over and slouched down on the bench while everybody else was celebrating.
Oh, great.
How pissed do you think, how close to the end of his rope do you think Mike Tomlin's getting with all this, Jeff?
Well, I mean, the load management is a load of something, and I don't think it's management. And what he's telling us.
You're talking about fecal matter, Jeff? Is that what you're doing here in the Hawk Report?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just making sure.
I think there's some frustration. Yes. Is it to the point where they don't want to play with them? No, it's not like that.
Do you think Mike is willing to change philosophically the way they try to play offense? I know he's been targeted more than anyone else, but they still want to be a run-heavy, pound and ground and all that stuff offense. Do you think that there is any consideration towards opening it up more in the passing game as an, to try to get him involved, basically, even more?
I mean, they tried to take a couple of shots in the first half and obviously, you know, nearly connected on the pass to Hayward and then underthrew the pass to Jefferson in the first half. So they did take a couple more shots, but they're not going to change philosophically just to appease what George wants to do or to try to get him more involved. It's going to have to be within the flow of the offense, and the best way for that to happen is for them to get that run game going so play action is a threat. And then when that's the case, then there'll be some opportunities downfield.
Jeff, how about the quarterback situation? Full participant today. I mean, we're getting it from every, you know, opinions on this are all over the place. Some of the national people think that it's definitely going to be Fields and Wilson might never play here. NBC seemed to think Sunday night that it was fait accompli that Russell Wilson was going to go back and play. Florio said as much with us today, and Aditi said, based on our conversations with Melissa Stark, that it sure seems like Wilson's going to play on Sunday. So you were there. How do you come down on this?
Well, he was able to go through the full practice today. And as Mike said yesterday, he ran with the second team. I mean, you see some of the videos. He looked good out there. He looked spry. But as Mike said, he was going to run with the second team. So we haven't gotten to the point. He went through his first full practice. He still would have to, you would think, get some reps with the first team before he's going to go into a game. My feeling on this is that Fields gets the start on Sunday, and then based on how that goes is what we'll see against the Jets the next week.
Okay.
Would we know by tomorrow?
A last hurrah.
Jeff, would we know by tomorrow, you think, if Wilson's still running with the twos tomorrow, you could pretty much rule out him starting on Sunday?
Yeah, I would say that. Because Friday's more, I mean, it's a practice, but it's more aligned with a walkthrough than a physical practice or any type of physicality. So, but if he starts to work in tomorrow with the first team, and we're going to get to talk to him after practice tomorrow, then, as you know, Tomlin loves the word ajar. It does leave the door ajar for the potential. But right now, it doesn't seem any doubt that Justin is the starting quarterback.
Okay. Jeff Hathorn with us. Jeff, do you think the Davante Adams trade happens?
I don't.
Do you think a trade for a wide receiver happens?
I think a trade for a wide receiver is a definite possibility. I just don't have a feel from vibes around the team and just us talking as reporters as much as anything that I don't foresee that happening. A trade, yes. I mean, they understand. They know that they need a number two receiver. It's what are they willing to pay? What kind of player can they get? And, you know, what fits what they're trying to do?
Why does Roman Wilson not fit what they're trying to do? And does Brandon Johnson somehow fit it more? Because he didn't even play a single special team snap. Cabali noticed that. So it's not like you can use that excuse for Brandon Johnson getting called up.
So that's the thing. The reasoning was, well, you know, Johnson can play some special teams for us, but obviously he didn't in that game. Roman Wilson continues to work, continues to be a full participant in practice. He just cannot win the coaching staff over and that he's ready to contribute, which is surprising. Where he was drafted, the optimism of him after OTAs and minicamp, but that injury in training camp has really set him back.
Jeff Hathorn, our Hawk Report, 93.7thefan.com, live from Steelers practice. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.